Ralph Mueller is the Director of Ecosystem Development in Europe for the Eclipse Foundation. He is also running the Eclipse Summit Europe Conference in 2007. Hi, Ralph. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for inviting me, Wayne.
So, Ralph, what was the best part of Eclipse Summit Europe 2006?
Well, I think what I enjoyed most last year was really the workshops and the symposia that I could attend. And there was a lot of networking going on. So it's really cool, and that's what also most people said to me afterwards, that you get in touch with a lot of people, that you get in touch with project leads that you only know by email or only know from the news groups, and have a chance talking to them.
Now, the conference has changed venues this year. Why the change?
Yeah, we really enjoyed the Esslingen venue. Turns out that most people actually enjoyed it, except the people that were crammed into the two small rooms where the where a couple of talks were conducted. So we wanted to grow the conference a little. We will have 400 people attending this year, and not like 300 that we had last year. And we didn't have a chance to find the space in Esslingen to actually fit all these people in. And as I said, it was already crammed in a couple of rooms last year. So we needed to grow. We wanted to stay in the Stuttgart area. Ludwigsburg is a smaller town too. It's not like a big city. It's easy to reach from Frankfurt, from Stuttgart, from Munich, which all have international air connections. So that sounded like a good place to go to.
What can we expect from the conference this year?
Well, as I said, it's going to grow. We will have 400 people. It's going to have a full day of workshops and symposia. What we have, of course, is we will have project reports from the Europa projects, and you can see this in the listings. We will have new and noteworthies again. This was very much appreciated last year, and we want to give these new projects in Eclipse a possibility to talk about their intentions. We will also this year feature talks by companies about their experiences, their business experiences with Eclipse. Among them is SAP, that we are very happy to have there. And we will also have, I think, a couple of pretty cool product and project demos. So I look forward to having this all there. And of course, not to forget, we are very happy to welcome at this point in time more than 25 sponsors that are all supporting us, and step by and see what they have to offer.
Tell me a bit about the symposia day. How many symposia are there?
Actually, last year we had a few symposia. They were spread over the 2 days of the main conference, and people came back to us and said symposia and workshops were really nice and they really wanted to go there. However, they also would want to participate in the main conference. So what we did this year, we split it out and we have an extra day, which is the Tuesday, where we have, let me count here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 symposia. Amongst them, there's the modeling symposium, very interesting, and we received a lot of papers already on this. We have a server-side symposium, just as last year, and you and Chris Wege, of course, will do an RCP symposium. Tim Webb from Genuitech and Jeff McAffer from IBM, they will both provide an application provisioning system, which I expect will be very interesting to all the folks who do RCP type of applications. We will have from the Microdoc friends in Munich, we will have a symposium about test-driven development, and then very, very interesting, at least as far as I can see, Eclipse Embedded Systems Engineering Symposium led by Doug Geff. And very new and very exciting, a real vertical market symposium about open financial platforms. This is actually related to the submission of the open financial platform proposal as an Eclipse project. So I look really forward to this symposium. Just a word about what is the difference and between symposia and workshops. The symposia, we actually expect people that want to participate to submit a position paper, whereas workshops are more open to everybody.
Has the format for the symposia changed?
No, we will stick to the format pretty much like last year. So the symposium lead will actually try to get some sort of pre-selected questions or positions, let's say, and he will try to bounce these thoughts and ideas with the audience. So it's very interactive, and just to make it very clear, it feels more like an expert meeting rather than a how-to workshop on a certain subject. So if you are looking for a how-to on RCP, that's not where you want to go to.
Are there any highlights from the conference program itself?
Yeah, we got really lucky with keynotes this year. So I was very, very happy that Erich Gammer from IBM Rational will come and give a keynote about his... He will talk about how the Eclipse development that he went through, or the development of the Eclipse platform that he was one of the lead architects of, as everybody knows, how this changed his view on software development. And then we will have Jörg Sievert from SAP Ventures. Jörg will talk a little about why venture capital companies such as SAP Ventures get more and more interested in open source companies.
What kind of social events are planned?
Oh, we will have a couple of beers, of course, on Wednesday afternoon. So there's a reception planned, and we will have a poster session, or a couple of poster sessions accompanying the reception. And then, of course, the whole layout for the conference will be again so that people are actually invited to sit outside of the conference rooms and discuss and talk to the sponsors and get in touch with each other.
For more information about the conference, you can go to eclipsesummit.org. Thanks again, Ralph.
You're welcome.